I learned I can speak. I can speak up for myself and I can speak up for others. I can write. I can create. I can impact people.
Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and all that. Produced, posted, and hosted by people in recovery who have strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
Humans of the earth, we are live. This is the Most High Show. You may be tuning in and expecting a very different face in this chair, Rashad. He is on deck. But before we did that, we had a little house cleaning to do because today is Josie's last day as an intern. And since it is, we would like for you to read the show open.
Welcome to the Most High Show, show about recovery, spirituality, and Josie. Josie has been an amazing addition. Our time together will not be forgot. She has taught us all to work hard, to love with purpose, to care about what you do, to show up on time. Well, most the time. But most of all, she has showed us that the process of recovery works, and I love grace and humility. Are the best ways forward. This is the Most High Show.
Yeah.
This is a segment of, was it AI or voice to text?
It was voice.
I love Grace. Voice to text.
I love Grace. Shout out Grace.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you love Grace? So that says it all there. But Josie, as an intern here, it was a big leap for you to make the choice to leave a career and step into faith, into a passion, and just... What was that process like? And now that you're on the other end of it, like for someone who might be facing that kind of thing, like just take us a little bit through that.
Well, I mean, since meeting Sarah, it's been a domino effect of...
A domino effect of God? Whoa.
Freaking beating myself.
That's
you. It's been a domino effect of amazing things, because she had told me about the podcast and everything. But the process was, I came here a couple times to hang out because Sarah invited me, and you guys were always super welcoming. And I was afraid that I wasn't going to fit in. I already felt like I had taken a big leap in my life by getting sober, and it was obviously great, and I'm happy I did it. But once I was finally sober and I was back in regular world, I just started to feel stuck. And it's like I already took one chance. My family supported me when I went to treatment and I did sober living for a few months, and like now I'm back in the real world. I can't take another like leap of faith. So I just, even though I wasn't staying at jobs, if they weren't, keeping me, if I wasn't happy, there's no way I would intern here. I didn't think there would be an opportunity, but I started like reaching out to you because I did feel so stuck at that time. And I prayed about it a lot. I have worked in the dental field for over 10 years. It's like my safety net. And when you told me there was an opportunity to intern because somebody else had left, I was like, well, I have to take it. There's something, I've been praying about this, I've been thinking about it, and I have to take it. And, I took a leap of faith to get sober, and I have to do it again because it turned out so well. And this was the best decision I ever made.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Thank you.
Cool. Now we're done.
But yeah. Cool. That's best all decision I ever made for like, growth and career and like not just career growth and possibilities and also like personal growth. Mm-hmm. Maybe my pockets didn't grow, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that resonates a lot with me because that's exactly how I felt, you know, when I was 2 years sober, was working for Steve Harvey, making really good money. And I had this tug of like, I need to, these men were my providers. They'd been my providers for 11 years. They'd taken care of me and they'd, you know, sent me to treatment. They were great. They taught me things and let me learn over that time. And then I just felt like I really wanted to step into faith and I really wanted to put this higher power thing to the test, to be honest. Like, go, does this faith thing really work? You know, and I made that move, and I'm glad that you did that. So, top three moments of intern your 6 months here.
Being able to host the show, definitely. It has helped me find my voice and feel more confident. And it was on my vision board for 2025 to, you know, be on a podcast or do a podcast. So that was cool. Filming this final project. Oh my God, I can't cry. And just like the relationships and like the people I've met, like through interning, but even like the guests, like, you know, being able to get people that you just being able to be around people and see them like shine and have a voice. And seeing like that, oh my God, I can be of service in so many ways I never expected.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that three?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So key takeaway for somebody, you know, like we kind of had this conversation earlier today, you know, it's about you kind of expanding your faith and whatever God is, right? To start trusting that there's this thing working for you and through you. And as you're moving now into a new chapter, how is that going to apply to how you move forward?
Well, I'm not going to put my, you know, I'm small in height, but I'm not as small as I have like forced myself to think that I'm like limited, that I'm only capable of doing this, or I'm not, you know, enough, and that, you know, what am I thinking? Like, it's, I'm delusional, you know, I need to like play it safe. This has, you know, taught me like I don't have to do that anymore. And all of my years of dental experience and management experience, they're not gone to waste, but I feel like I've elevated those skills. Like I was telling Leslie, and like the only thing that I remember telling Christian is like, how are you creative? I was like, I don't know, I'm good at problem solving. And yeah, you know, now it's like I use creativity in different ways. And so it's like, I feel like I've collected like infinity rings of like fucking efficiency or something. I don't know.
Infinity rings of efficiency?
I don't know. Yeah.
How did you corporate speak Avengers, dude?
See? Uh-huh. You see how I did there? It's still, I'm merging.
It's still in there.
Yeah. There's a corporate me, but now there's like a more, you know, like, I don't know, creative side.
Yeah. Well, like it, the intro said, it's been a joy, and you're leaving your internship, but you're still a part of the tribe. You always will be. So holla at your boy.
I have something I wanted to say. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
No. Okay. Well, I wrote it.
We took your voice away.
You gave me my voice just to take it back.
Yeah. It's your last day. Your voice had a subscription.
Okay, I wanted to read this. Okay. Actually, I answered some of the questions already, but if you would have told me a year ago that I'd be doing a 6-month internship at Most High Media in a field I've never worked in, completely out of my comfort zone, I would have said, yeah, right, because that kind of opportunity doesn't happen to someone like me. I don't deserve it. I'm not creative, and I'm not cool. I'm just me. I just believe that's who I was. Getting sober was the first time I really stopped playing it safe in my life, and I took a risk at starting over, and it was the best decision of my life. But I don't get more chances to have risks. I have to play it safe from now on. Raise my sons, be active in my recovery, have a job to pay bills, and rebuild relationships with my family. Because I felt like I took, you know, my higher power doesn't have anything else. Like, they gave me a second chance at life by getting sober. Like, I have to take it fucking serious. But I was so serious that I wasn't feeding my spirit. When Christian told me there was a spot for me, I knew it was a sign for my higher power, because I had been telling him how stuck I felt, how I had no purpose in my career, how I felt I was just doing life instead of living it, because I felt small. So when he offered me this opportunity, I was really scared. I had the same sense of fear I had when I got sober, when I decided to stay in treatment and actually fucking listen. I was so afraid. And I had that same sense of fear, so that's how I knew it was the best decision for my life I could make, by saying yes and doing this. These last 6 months stretched me in ways I didn't know I needed. I learned that I am creative, just not in the way I thought creativity had to look. Because I always feel like things are supposed to look a certain way. I learned I can speak. I can speak up for myself, and I can speak up for others. I can write. I can create. I can impact people. I learned I don't have to keep shrinking myself to fit into the version of life that I was limiting my own self to. There were days I was really overwhelmed. I felt exposed. I felt stupid. I felt like, what was I thinking? Should I just walk away from this and go back to my job? I felt frustrated. I ugly cried a couple of times because I was mad at Christian for pushing me harder than I wanted to be pushed, for telling me things I needed to hear versus telling me things I would want to hear, because you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. I'm strong, but this pushed me to understand my strength in a different way. I also realized something else, that nothing in my past was wasted. The career I had, the discipline I had built, the structure, the management skills, all of it matters. I haven't wasted my life. I get to bring all of the things that I've learned with me. I'm not starting over. I'm building on top of everything I've already survived and accomplished. And I get to be an example to my kids that anything is possible. And I encourage them differently. That they don't have to fit in a certain box. And all of the real, real ass sober people in this building and that I've met, the honest conversations, sometimes way too honest. I just can't even believe anyone would say anything like that. It was very refreshing to hear some of the things out loud. For so long, I told myself, who do you think you are? You're just a mom in recovery. Stay sober, go to work, be grateful. Don't ask for more. You have already asked for enough. Because I genuinely believe that dreaming bigger was delusional. But I'm not delusional, and I'm not going to limit myself anymore just because my internship is done doesn't mean that I'm done.
That was awesome. You said it all. Our guest is in the wings. You're going to have a hard shift. One more stretch. Someone get her a Kleenex. And I don't know how, but somehow this, our guest tonight is going to line up perfectly with all this. Mm-hmm. So thank you for letting me come in here and shine the light on Josie. Peace.